everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, where the weather is turning a little chilly, Brad. That must mean one thing.
Passion's close.
Passion is close. We've had warm, sunny days for like, 2 months, and now the weather's turned cold. So that means it's going to be a fantastic time at Passion 2013. We're here with Alex, our amazing producer. Merry Christmas, everybody. Brad Jones is on with us today.
Hello.
We've also got Cheryl Bell on the Passion Podcast,
Hello,
head
everyone.
Of events for Passion. So if anything goes wrong, Cheryl's here.
Yeah.
So this feels pretty good. And then Mrs. Giglio is over here.
Welcome to the Passion Podcast.
We got a little family going. And we've only asked for 16 minutes of your time today. That's because we're going to give you the essential information that you need to know if you're headed to the Dome for Passion 2013. And we're going to start right now, Brad. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
What happens when we finish each one of these 16 points, Brad?
That was easy.
Oh, that sounds so great. Why don't you all just say that with me wherever you are right now?
That was easy.
Yeah, see how easy it's going to be, Brad? I love it. We didn't get Cheryl or Shelley in on the that was easy, but
we'll, first timers.
Here we go. One more time. Here we go.
That was easy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Number one, there is still room at Passion 2013. So even though it's just a few days before you're in the van, the car, the boat, the plane, getting on the horse, whatever, however you're getting to Passion 2013, there's still time to bring somebody with you. Take a chance. Just invite them. Trust God. Watch Him work. We want to fill the Dome. And we're counting on you to help us do that. We still got room. Some of you asked, how much room? Plenty of room. Bring somebody with
that
you.
That was easy.
Number two, Acclimate is going on, Brad. So amazing. You can click on Acclimate anytime, 24 hours a day, wherever you are. If you're standing in line, if you're at work, if you're on the bus, if you're at your family's house, if you're, you know, wherever you're sitting, just click on your smartphone onto the Acclimate site on your computer, wherever you are. Pray and read the Word of God with people all over the world. In fact, can somebody just pull up Acclimate right now while we're going and tell us what passage we're looking at? Join the journey. It's awesome. I saw a few times on the map, we're flying home the other day. There was somebody in Africa, somebody in Europe, somebody in Australia, somebody in China, and people all over America, all at the same time. The little pink dots were lighting up. We're reading the Word. We've already read through the Word one time, where I know at least in our second time reading through, all the way up to the opening session of Passion 2013. Get ready.
Luke 22, scrolling through right now.
Oh, we're in the Gospel of Luke. Good news. You can jump right in. Anywhere you are, acclimating, getting our hearts ready. We are not just coming to an event, not just coming to a conference. We're not just coming to a building. We're coming to meet with God, and we want our hearts to be ready. That's number two, Brad.
That was easy.
Okay, you got it a little quicker there. Number three, Passion 2013 app is ready for you to download right now. If you're an Android user, it is in the Google Play Store. Just search for it there, Passion 2013. If you are on an Apple device of some kind, look for it in the iTunes Store. 15,000 downloads, Shelley said, already on the Passion 2013 app. It tells you where food is. It tells you about the schedule. It tells you about the store. It tells you where stuff is. There are maps in there. The prayer journey is in there. You got to download it. Get ready. That's number three.
That was easy.
There's a little delay on the button.
It's kind of like it's coming to us from China.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Number four, towels and socks. We've mentioned them many, many times on the podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you already know what's going on there. New or like new bath towel from home or from Target or Walmart, and a package of new socks for men, women, or children to help stock up the homeless shelters of Atlanta, Georgia, and the Southeast United States. Drop-off locations are on the map, which is on the app. See how that works? Or if you're just coming up with your towels and socks, you'll see locations as you approach the Dome. Everybody, every single person, volunteer, door holder, leader, speaker, band member, student, high school senior, towels and socks coming with you to the Dome. Number five. There you go. Number five, coming up to end it. That's our campaign to help put an end to human trafficking and modern-day slavery around the world. We just are going to do everything we can together in these few days to see God bring freedom to people around the world. So come prepared. What does that mean? It means come with funds in hand, because you're going to want to be a part of getting behind the many organizations that we're getting behind as Passion 2013. What are the organizations? Look for them on the app. It shows you what we're doing, who we're partnering with, what's going to be the benefit to people's lives, where they're working around the world. You can already have all that in your heart. There are going to be freedom stations at Passion 2013 where you can come and give. You can also give on the app beginning on January 1st. Freedom's coming to a lot of people. I don't know how easy it's going to be, but it's going to be amazing. That's number five. Number six, Shelley Giglio, what's coming up next?
Well, next we have just a little word for you people that lots and lots and lots of people are coming to the Dome. So be ready. We've been talking all year about filling the Dome. And our prayer has been that God somehow would allow us to have that Dome full, and we believe that is happening. There still is space if you want to bring a friend, but there are lots and lots of people coming. So get ready for a little bit of traffic as far as people goes, but a lot of fun, because all of us are going to be together in one place lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're excited about it. So wear comfortable shoes, wear layers of clothing, stuff you can peel off and put back on, because it's supposed to be chilly in Atlanta. But it's going to be a fantastic time together, so we're looking forward to seeing every single one of you.
That was easy.
Hey, yeah. Way to go. We got 6 out of 16 things down. We're rolling good here. So take notes. By the way, that little button on your iTunes player, you can just go back and hear it all over again. That's the way
That's a good
it
call.
Works. Hey, not bad. Number 7, registration. A lot of questions, Cheryl, about how do I register, how do I activate my band, what wrist do I put my wristband on? I've seen a lot of people asking that. So tell us about registration.
Registration. For the first time ever, we have mailed out wristbands to everyone ahead of time.
Yay!
Yes.
How many of you have a wristband? Raise your hand already.
Love it.
Awesome. How many of you have it on already? Have your dog ate the wristband? Okay, great.
We have
Sorry.
About a time or two.
If you have your wristband, all you have to do is follow the directions that were in your packet, log in online, just go ahead and activate your barcode so that we know you're coming, and then you can just plan on coming straight to the Dome, drop off your towels and socks, actually go check into your hotel, grab a bite to eat, drop off your towels and socks, and then plan on getting to the Dome between 6 and 7 o'clock on January the 1st. If you do not have your wristband for any reason at all, then just come to registration that will be at the Georgia World Congress Center, and we will take care of you there. I know a lot of you, since you registered, your group dynamic has changed a little bit, and when you had a certain number of adult leaders and high school seniors and university students, those numbers have changed a little bit. So if you need to trade out a student tag for an adult leader, feel free just to come by registration, bring those wristbands with you, and we will take care of you there. Your high school seniors should have the gold wristbands. Your adult leaders should have the green wristbands. And if for some reason you cannot get to registration by 7:30, no worries at all. You can check in at either one of the information booths in the World Congress Center anytime January 1st through 4th. And if you decide on January 2nd that you still want to come join us, go ahead, show up, go to the information booth, and you can register on site.
Awesome. Great job.
That's
fantastic.
That was impressive.
Brad, it's up to you. We've done 7 of our 16 what you need to know to make it to Passion 2013 as smooth as possible. We're up to number 8. Tell us about
Parking. Okay, parking. Here's the thing. 2 things you need to know. If you're driving to the Dome, you need to buy a parking pass. It's $10 a day. You can pre-purchase that through our website under the travel section, or you can just show up on each day and pay. We'll save a little bit more time if you go ahead and purchase it.
That was easy.
And just to add to that, that's for people who are not staying downtown. People staying downtown, what do they need to do to park,
They need
Brad?
To park at their hotel, and they need to walk to the Dome. Be a lot of people walking through the streets of downtown Atlanta to get there, so you'll have some friends along the way.
If you're staying in downtown Atlanta area, first stop hotel.
Yes.
Check in, figure out what's going on, get that rolling, and then figure out how do I get to the Dome from here. You probably can walk. You might can come on MARTA, our rapid transit system in Atlanta. But first to the hotel if you're staying downtown, not straight to the Dome. All right, that's great. We're doing fantastic. Number 9, traffic flow. Back to you, Cheryl.
Traffic flow. We have assigned wristbands this year just trying to help you guys get around a little easier so that we're not constantly crossing over each other. So that is why we asked you where you were staying and how you were going to be arriving at Passion 2013. For those of you staying downtown or at MARTA, you've most likely been assigned community groups in one of the hotels or in the A and B building of the World Congress Center. For those of you who are commuting, you have been assigned community groups in the C building. I know some of your information's changed, your plans have changed. It's not a big deal. You can still go to the community group that you were assigned. It really was just trying to help decrease a lot of congestion. So if you are staying in one of those, if you're in one of the community groups in the A and B, if you need to connect with your group prior to going into the dome, the place for you to do that is going to be the International Plaza. If you are in the C building and you need to connect with your group, you will connect with at the West Plaza and then follow the touch team directions for getting in the dome from there. For those of you who are adult leaders and you may have students in either building or in both, you can just make a plan with them of where you need to connect with them, which plaza is most convenient for them, and you'll be able to get to either one. That's for the adult leaders and the high school seniors. We put you right in the middle of everybody so that you would be able to access your groups easily.
All right, fantastic. Coming up to food options, number 10, Brad, a lot of people want to know, how are we going to get food to 60,000 people?
It's going to be a feat, and everybody wants to eat, so that'll be important. Breakfast, here's what you need to know, is on your own, so don't show up without having eaten something already. Lunch is going to happen. This is amazing, Louie. Cheryl and her team are pulling off feeding all the people in the Georgia Dome.
Inside the Georgia Dome.
That's what's going to happen.
Food's going to drop down out of heaven.
Out of Jason's Deli, through some trucks, into our hands. It's going to be awesome for everyone involved. Just a small side note on that. If you do have some dietary concerns, then for you, you'll either want to pack a snack with you or maybe slip out after everybody's eaten their Jason's Deli sandwich. And then dinner. That's when all of us are going to be trying to find something to eat. We have made lots and lots and lots of food options available. There's the CNN Center. There's food courts in each of the buildings of the Georgia World Congress Center. So down in the exhibit halls, there's going to be some massive food courts, cafeterias that you can all go eat. C2 is going to be one of the best ones. I mean, a few thousand people will be able to fit in there to grab some lunch. But also, what we really want to just recommend is for you to do some research and make a plan beforehand. Look at the app, the map on the app, and you can see a bunch of different food options around downtown. You can take MARTA. You save a lot of time by taking a 10-minute MARTA ride, standing in no line, and then coming back. You got about a four-hour gap in the afternoon to get some dinner, and then you can come back for the evening session.
That was easy.
Woo! Awesome. Fantastic. Just want to clarify there. The food courts are open for the dinner break.
For the dinner break.
4-hour dinner break. Everybody eats lunch in the dome. How will that work, Cheryl? We're going to stay in our seats. Lunch is going to be...
Well, we are going to ask you to get up and pick up your lunch and then come back around and sit back down in your seat.
Awesome.
Once everyone has their lunch, then we'll release those who need to get up and go get special meals and that sort of thing.
Great. So just so you have that in your head, we want everybody to understand we need to eat together. So you're going to leave your seat, you're going to move, you're going to grab a lunch, you're going to come back around, get back in your seat, you're going to eat your lunch right there. Once everybody has a lunch, you're free to get up, move around, go to the bathroom, walk, stretch your legs, go outside if you want to. But the delivery of the lunches has to work like clockwork, so everybody's going to do that together. If you need special dietary needs, Brad, thank you for saying that. Bring the little snack, the granola bar, the whatever it is you need. Bring that in with you so that you'll be taken care of during lunchtime. Going to be great. Thank you so much, Brad. That was fantastic. I am ready to eat. Number 11, Shelley, tell us about the 268 store. Always a highlight at Passion events.
We are excited about the 268 store because we're trying to make resources available to you. And we know a lot of you guys are wanting CDs, you're wanting books, you're wanting messages. And so we want to make that as easy as possible. So this year, what we're doing is we're making stores available. There's stores in all of the World Congress Center in every area, C, B, and A. There's also several stores available in the Georgia Dome. So for your convenience, on every level, there'll be a store for you to access. But the best way this year that we've come up with to help serve you is by using the app.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. We are using the app this year. So you can actually purchase whatever you would like through the app, the store part of the app. You can click on it, you can purchase it, and then we have an easy setup. You'll be messaged to let you know that you're available, your things that you've purchased are available, and you can go to B101, which is in the World Congress Center, and you can pick up those things. And so it is going to be super, super simple. Again, this year, we have digital all access available as well, which it turns out has been a great idea.
Greatest thing going in the history of resources.
It really is a really smart idea because it gives us a taste of all different sides of the conference, both from the speakers and the messages that are given there, as well as the music. There'll be some live videos. There'll be some surprises this year of things that are included. And so if you're looking for a way to get access to lots of things that happen at the conference this year, then your way to do that is through digital all access. And you can buy those at all the resource areas, and you can also buy them on the app.
Digital Access Pass is a little card. Looks like a gift card. It's got
a
code on it. You go home, you set up that on your computer, you set up your digital all access account, and voila,
things
you guys start
to you.
Dropping content
yes,
into
do.
People's digital all access
week by week
leading up to the release of the live album from Passion 2013, which is going to come out on
March the 12th.
March 12th.
Brad Jones.
Way to go, Brad.
That was easy.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. I love it. So don't miss out on 268 Store resources. We're excited. And then, Shelly, keep going and tell us about number 12, about our prayer journey at Passion 2013.
Yeah, we call our prayer journey at Passion 2013 Kneel. And it's just a chance for us to kneel together and to be in one accord as we're working through this journey of passion together. So there are going to be areas set up in the World Congress Center. Again, there's lots and lots of things in the World Congress Center, but there's an area called Kneel. It'll be clearly marked. It's on all the signs. And you'll want to go to this area to take a journey. It's about an hour long where you get to process through different stations and you get to really access inside of all of us personally what God's doing in our heart in these 4 days. And so this is going to be a really special thing for you to be a part of. As well, there's some information on the app. I know we're back to the app. But you don't want to miss this app because we've loaded it up with lots and lots of stuff. And on there is some information about Neil and a way for you to process personally as you go through the journey of the 4 days as well. So you can go to the area. You can have a prayer special area, quiet area for you to process during passion, but you can also experience passion through Neil, through the app, through the whole entire conference just by accessing it. So should be
that
a really exciting
easy.
Thing. Oh,
I
thanks,
love
Brad.
It. Neil, the journey is on the app right now. Some of you are already going through Neil right now before you arrive at Passion, and that's fantastic. We would love for you to do that journey on your way to Passion, at Passion, and then you have the resource that you can do that long after Passion as
love
well.
That.
Number 13, we're up to community groups. The heart and soul, Brad, we've said it 100 times, of the Passion experience is the community group and the family group. So here's the things I want to say again. Don't miss out. That means you got to get up early. Community groups start after the first main session, so that first night of Passion, we're going to be in the dome together. We'll dismiss you all to your community group. You'll arrive there. You'll very soon be in your family groups. That's where you're going to receive your name tags, by the way, for Passion 2013. You won't get those at registration this year. You'll get them when you arrive at your community group the very first time after the first main session on January 1st. But then you'll be right back in that community group to start the day on January 2nd in the morning and every other morning of Passion, and then you'll end each day there. And so don't miss out. Make the people in your group get up early, Brad, and come to the community groups. There's going to be one or two people like, I just can't make it. You're going to say, no, you're going to make it. We'll be in your room in plenty of time to get you up, get you dressed, get you in the shower, and get you on the way, because we are not missing out on any community groups at Passion 2013. And also just want to let you know that you don't want to try to leave your group in the morning early so that you can get to the dome and get a good seat. Couple things about the dome and coming in. Can we just kind of emphasize this together? Doors are going to open in plenty of time before every main session to get everybody into the dome. There are four ways in, gate A, B, C, and D. So from all four corners of the dome, you can get into the building. There are a lot of seats in the Georgia Dome. And I'm telling you, all of us sitting on the podcast today have been in the dome while our production was set up a few weeks ago. Every seat in there is a great seat.
Fantastic
the
seats.
The third level seats are incredible
they
seats
are
this
some
year.
Some of the best, actually.
Some of the best seats, no kidding.
Yeah, honestly, I think people are going to be fighting their way up to the third
those,
level.
The third level seats, the way we've got our staging and production set up this year, are incredible seats. You're gonna be loving it up there. The club level seats, phenomenal
great.
Seats.
Yep.
The lower bowl level seats, incredible. Being on the floor is incredible. But here's the key. There is no front row this year. So you'll just have to figure that out when you get there. But there is no, man, we're going to go line up early and we're going to run down the deal and we're going to get that front row center seat. There isn't that this year. All the seats are great. So you don't need to be there on January 1st, Cheryl, right, at like 12 o'clock.
You do not.
So no. We're the very first people in line. It's just not going to help you to be the very first person in line. You're going to run in the door and go, oh, wow, where should we sit? And you're just going to be looking around the dome at tens of thousands of seats going, wow, every seat looks like a good seat. So on the first day, you don't need to be there super early, and you don't need to leave your community groups in those morning community group times to say, boy, we're going to sneak out a little early so we can be the first people over there for the morning session at the Dome. Don't worry. Every seat is going to be great for everybody at the Dome. It looks good and sounds good from everywhere. And then just to emphasize one last time, please don't, if you're a leader, have your own community group time at Passion 2013. We don't have space for it. Last year, we had a lot of space problems because people were clogging up the hallways and the space we need people to have access to by having a group of people over in this corner or that corner. That's why we're doing community groups. So if you're a student, say to your leader, hey, I love you, but I get all year with you. I want to be in a community group with every other student at Passion 2013. And if you're a leader, please just trust us. We have the best leaders, and your students are going to miss out on the journey if you feel like, hey, I'm the only one who knows how to navigate my students through Passion 2013. Trust me, we've seen it happen year after year after year after year. Let your students be a part, and if you're a leader, I want you to be a part. I want you to be in that leaders community group, showing the way, leading by example. Everybody is in a community group all six times. That's what's going to make Passion 2013 amazing for everybody. That was more than a minute, Brad, but we had to get that in there.
Well, that was all important stuff.
Definitely our
favorite
stuff.
It's heart and soul. And Brad, you're a community group leader, so I'm just trying to help you here.
Yeah, we love community groups. They're the best, so you don't want to miss them.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
Hey, speaking of community groups, so just want to give a shout out to Crew, who is joining Passion 2013 again.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Crew coming to Passion. Southeast Regional Crew joining in their Christmas conference with Passion 2013 for the second year, I might add.
Second year in a row. It's awesome to have them. They'll be in their own community group, but then join in the fold of Passion 2013. It's going to be amazing.
So everybody that comes with Crew is in the Crew community group. It's going to be fantastic. Jeff Norris is going to be leading the charge down there. Even though he's from Alabama, he's amazing.
He's a nice guy, though.
And it's going to be incredible. Don't miss out on that. Crew, we're so glad you're coming. I know we've said that before, but we want to say it again.
Awesome.
All right, Brad, here we go. That was easy. Number 14.
Stay downtown.
Stay downtown.
Is that even possible, Brad?
It is. It's not too late. We would love if everyone could stay down there. It just makes life a whole lot easier. There's hotel rooms that are becoming available.
I heard every hotel downtown's booked out and has been for years.
By the day, people are canceling rooms.
And so some groups are dropping rooms while we're talking right now.
Absolutely. You just got to get on the phone.
We only need 9. We just canceled a room at the Westin.
Yeah.
Call, so keep checking, huh?
Yep.
Call up.
And also, you want to follow up hashtag Passion2013. For a lot of different reasons, but even there, you'll find people saying, hey, I got an extra spot in a hotel room.
Just had a room become available. I saw some people tweeting about that today.
Yeah.
What's tweeting, Brad?
Twitter,
is that
right,
different
Brad?
Than Facebook?
Is that on the Twitter?
Twitter is a new thing.
That's on the
Twitter? It's going to catch on, yeah.
Okay, wow, good. So people can go on the Twitter then.
Mm-hmm, and they could tweet.
Wow, you tweet on the Twitter. That's pretty cool.
So that hashtag again is Passion2013. Is that correct?
Rooms are available. I saw people talking about we got space in our van. We got space in our car. I'm looking for a ride from Dallas.
Would you ride with somebody that you didn't know from Dallas?
Totally, I would.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Texas people are the very best people. There's two Texas people sitting in the room
right
now. Of course I'd ride with somebody from Dallas,
Brad.
Number 15, all this information is online. Somewhere on the Passion 2013 website, look under FAQs, look under the travel button, look under some button on there, and you're going to find everything we're talking about. Go to the website, look through every button on there, read all the information, Cheryl.
Yes, and you should have received an email as well that had a ton of this information in it this week.
Right.
Just in case you missed it over Christmas, we're going to resend it to you on Friday, just to make sure you've got the latest information, but it's all going to be posted online tomorrow. You'll be able to access maps, everything that's on the app will also be available on the website, just in case you want to be able to access it that way.
Check your email and check your junk mail. Might have got stuck in your
sometimes
junk mail. So if you're not getting emails and you registered, check your junk mail.
Definitely.
You should be getting emails from Cheryl coming up soon to let you know what's going on. All this is on the website. That was easy, Brad. Number 16, the last thing.
Last one. Here we go.
The question of questions is Passion going to be live stream? I can't come. And I've suffered through this entire litany of information, even though I'm not coming to Passion. Because I really
amazing.
Was hoping that you would say something about whether Passion's going to be streamed live on the web so that I can join in and be a part of these sessions online. And the answer to that, Cheryl, Brad, Shelley, somebody?
Some good
Alex,
news.
Anybody?
Come on,
hello?
Give us
what's
some
the
news.
Answer there?
Alex
the
has
answer
given us the nod.
Is yes from
yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Passion is going to be streamed live online. And I just want to say we got a gift from a very generous
friend.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, friend. A real good friend.
Actually, just literally today. To cover the cost of the live streaming.
Amazing. Wow. So grateful.
Because it's not free. People are like, well, I'm just going to watch it online. You know, that's not easy to do. So if you're watching from somewhere in the world, I want you to give thanks for somebody's generosity that's making that possible. And yes, you're going to be able to watch online, but also you'll be able to give online to our
great.
Freedom causes.
Yes.
And that's what we want you to do. We don't want you just to look at the computer. We want you to get into Passion with us. Pray, download the app, go through Neil, get a digital all-access pass, give
yes.
to Freedom, be involved, and take the whole experience from wherever you are. But we're delighted to know that probably many, many more people will watch Passion than even the tens and tens of thousands of us who will be inside the dome. It really is a Jesus generation.
I love for all those students who are saying, I have to work. Or there's some reason I can't be in Atlanta this year, there's a way for them to participate, not just to watch, but to participate in all that God's doing here. So it's pretty awesome to have that.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. Man, thank you guys so much. I think we covered a lot of ground. You're going to want to listen to this again, especially if you're a leader, get all the information. It's just going to make your time at Passion smoother. But here's the main thing. Just come with an open heart. Come with a patient spirit. And come expectant for God to do something amazing.
Absolutely.
After the first day, we're all going to know where everything is. After that first 20 hours that we're here, you'll know where your community group is, where you're going to eat, where you're going to stay, how you're going to get in the dome, where you want to sit. All that's going to be easy. And then we're just going to sit back and let God take over and do everything God wants to do. So don't stress out about it. We've got an amazing team, Cheryl, of what, almost 3,000 door holders, something
yes.
like that?
Almost 3,000.
And so you're going to see tons of people with door holder shirts on, amazing staff at the Dome, a lot of security around. You're going to see that. You're going to see law enforcement. You're going to see police officers. There are going to be a lot of law enforcement that you don't see. And just by the way, I don't think we mentioned this coming into the dome, but, you know, we want to make the lines as easy as possible.
Yeah,
so
just simplify your stuff if possible. Just bring less stuff and it will be easier for us to check you and get you into the dome. So just come simple. Bring a small bag, bring whatever you need to have with you. Absolutely. If you need a snack, bring that in your bag, whatever you need. But definitely simplify. Don't bring your giant backpack full of everything you own if you can stand it. And just come simple to the dome, and that will help us get everybody in fastest.
Absolutely. We're going to have a whole host of people ready to help you, serve you, watch over you, and take care of you while you're in Atlanta. So come expecting something great from God. And I'd love it if before we leave this podcast, this is going to be our last podcast, Brad.
Oh,
before
man.
Before Passion 2013.
Which is good news, though, because it means it's finally here.
It's
and we're talking about days,
here.
Hours, literally. You can start counting in hours now. I mean, some people already have it in hours, but, you know, hello, it's right around the corner. So, Alex, we won't be back till after Passion. But I want us to take just a second and pray. And I would love it, Brad, Cheryl, and Shelley, if each of you would just pray a prayer, just a short prayer over every student, every leader, every 18 to 25-year-old person who's not in school right now, every high school senior, every door holder, every speaker, every band that's on their way. Let's pray right now for them. Brad, why don't you lead us off, and let's just ask God to do what only He can do.
Yeah, Jesus, we just want to say we're so grateful to have this chance to gather with a generation. So grateful, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. And we just say, Lord, on behalf of everyone coming, every student, every leader, every speaker, every door holder, that we're desperate for you. Mm-hmm. We're desperate for your presence. We're desperate for your power in our lives, and we're desperate for an encounter with you. So we look forward to meeting with you, Jesus, and thankful for the chance. In your name.
Jesus, I just agree with that. We are just desperate for you. We need you. I just want to specifically lift up those leaders who are bringing students.
Yeah.
They are thinking through logistics and transportation yeah. and hotels and trying to keep track of all of their students and know where everybody's going to be and does everybody have their wristband on and how's everyone going to eat. God, I pray that you will let all of those things fall into place, but I pray that you will allow them to see you work through those details as well. But more than that, Father, I just pray that they'll realize that you have something for them and that you are meeting them where they are as they're planning, yeah. That you are serving these students through them. But God, also just that what you have is for them personally, that they have space, that they're able just to be still and just to sit and be drawn near to you over these days, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, we're really encouraged today that you're doing what you said you were going to do, that you're faithfully bringing us together. And that was your promise to us, Lord, that that's what you would do, and that's happening in these days, that you're drawing these students to Atlanta for this moment. And so we just believe together that you have something really supernatural in store for us, that you're going to do something that's far beyond what we can imagine or even think about in our lives. And you're going to set our lives on a course, God, that's really going to change not just us but the people around us forever. And I thank you for that today, and we believe you for that. God, I just pray for the spirit of unity to come over us, that all of us as individuals, that we can all be unique, but that in this moment that we can be unified and that we can really see you clearly and that we can focus our lives and our hearts on you, Jesus, and that's what will bind us together in these days. And so we're thanking you for that in advance, yeah. And believing that you're going to do something great among us.
Yeah, Father, we all just agree in Jesus' name. So many prayers have come up to you from around the world already. We couldn't really even imagine today how many prayers have already risen up to your throne.
So true.
From these students who are listening and who've been crying out to you and praying, from their parents who are praying for them, their roommates that are praying for them, people who are just praying and interceding for passion from across America and around the world. And so we say yes and amen to every prayer that's coming up to you, God, that wants Jesus to be central.
Yep.
That wants Jesus to be exalted, that wants Jesus to be magnified and seen.
Yes.
God, we know that when he is lifted up, when Jesus is lifted up, that all the things that we long for and need are going to happen. Healing is going to come to people's hearts. Freedom is going to come into people's lives. People's eyes are going to be open. They're going to be radically brought to life through Jesus. Our priorities are going to shift. Things are going to clarify. Unnecessary parts of our lives are going to fall by the wayside. Sin is going to be defeated, all because Jesus is lifted up. The last and least of these are going to be cared for.
Yeah.
The church is going to be strengthened. The word's going to go forth in power. Lord, we know all this is going to happen when Jesus is lifted up. The city is going to feel the tidal wave of your kingdom.
Yeah.
The poor are going to be cared for because Jesus is going to be lifted up. And so, God, give us the strength and the grace and the singular focus and determination to lift up Jesus every moment, every second, and everything, God. It is not about passion. It is not about people. It is not about speakers or bands or names or anybody's fame. It is all for you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're the only one
Absolutely.
Worthy of Passion 2013. Yeah. No other reason we should come and give of our time and our energy and sacrifice to be in this place for 4 days besides you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we ask that you would come. Holy Spirit, will you come down and hover over this dome and over the city and over our lives
and
please. Just come and descend on us with the cloud of the very presence and glory of God.
Please.
And Father, we pray right now for every person who's fighting a battle to get to the dome. Their parents got crazy things going on. Their finances fell through. Their ride didn't work out. Their work schedule shifting. They just got doubt or anxiety in their heart about whether they should come or not. The enemy's after them in some way. God, we pray right now that you would shut down every attempt of the enemy to keep any person that you desire to be in this building at Passion 2013. You open the ways. You open doors that men can't shut and shut doors that men can't open. We ask you to do that for every single one of the people and the door holders and the team that is coming in Jesus' name. And we ask for your mercy, God. We are humbly asking you for your mercy, your protection, your covering, your watch care, your power, your anointing. And we trust you to do it. We thank you in advance. We give you praise right now for things we haven't even experienced yet. We give you thanks for the immeasurably more that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I think we might have taken a little more than 16 minutes of your time today. I think you're going to love it anyway. Everything you need to know is at our website. But if you want to join the stream is at live.268generation.com. So you want to go ahead and bookmark that on your computer somewhere. You'll get to that link right from the Passion 2013 page. So just keep checking back at Passion 2013. But if you want to link right into the web stream, live.268generation.com.
We cannot wait to see you guys.
Awesome. Cheryl Bell, thank you for joining us on this right before the dome.
Yeah.
Shelley Giglio, thanks for sitting in with us.
Thanks.
Our amazing producer, Alex, doing
Yay,
a great
Alex.
Job.
Yay,
come
Yay,
on.
Alex.
We're in the high-tech room today, by the way. We didn't have time to talk about it, Alex, but we're moving up. It looks very high-tech in here. So if there's extra sound quality coming your way, that's why. Hey, guys, be safe on the roads. Be careful as you drive. Just take your time getting to the dome because God has great things waiting for you when you get there. We'll see you at the dome.